Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM.
It's funny. A few years ago, wondering what happened to all the women who used to star in movies that had been pushed into the margin with hardly any good female roles. This year, though, there are more great female performances than you can shake a stick at. Saoirse Ronan and Lady Bird, Frances McDormand and Three Billboards, Sally Hawkins, Shape of Water, Daniela Vega and Fantastic Woman, Claire Armstrong and Dim the Fluorescence, Anita Bening and Film Stars Don't Die Liverpool, and on and on and on. So this week I'm looking at some more powerful performances by women in very intense movies. There's a woman in Hamburg confronting Nazi terrorists and an isolated teenager in rural Quebec reacting to the outside world. The girl who is too fond of matches. La petite fille qui aimait trop les allumettes. Written and directed by Simone Lavoie. Okay, it's some point in the distant past in rural Quebec. Two brothers with dirty faces and scruffy hair, played by Marine Johnson and Antoine Lecuyer, live with their father on an isolated farm in the woods. They're close enough to the next village to hear church bells in the distance, but they never go there. It's a grand old stone manor filled with empty rooms and whole sections blocked off. The teenage boys are forbidden from seeing them. If you go there, says their father, played by Jean-Francois Casaubon, you will die. House is lit by church candelabra, arranged on altars, and lanterns carried through the dark halls. The boys can read, but most of the books there are forbidden. They listen to certain liturgical records on their wind-up gramophone instead. And the younger brother sometimes visits a terrible monster locked up in a dark shed. He feeds it apples and pieces of bread through gaps in a wooden cage. The boys dress in frontier clothes and priests' hassocks. Younger brother has to keep watch. His bullying older brother often jumps him in the woods and does something he doesn't understand. He keeps his chest tightly wrapped in cloth, his father insists. But still, he has some questions. He's seen pigs mating in the sty. How come I don't have a penis? He wonders. His father says, I told you it fell off when you were younger. He also believes babies are made out of clay. It's a rough life, but it's all they know, save for faint memories of a beautiful woman in a white dress and two little girls in pinafores. In fact, they can't remember ever seeing someone from the outside until one day, a young man, played by Alex Godbout, drives to the house on a motorcycle. The town needs to survey the property, says, but père and frère, brothers, the dad and the brother, with they never have names, chase him away with their rifles. Is he a knight in shining armor, or does he signal an invasion by the church-going villagers? And when something happens to père, the two boys discover the house's secrets and reveal some of their own, like the fact that the younger brother is pregnant. Okay, The Girl Who Is Too Fond of Matches is a powerful, surreal drama with an almost fairy tale feel. It tells the story of naive teenagers whose father, who went mad, is their only source of information. It's shot in stunning black and white and is filled with sinister images of the all-pervasive Quebec church. Creepily fascinating with fantastic acting by Lecuyer and Johnson, this is a great but highly disturbing movie. In the Fade, or Aus dem Nichts, written and directed by Fatih Akin. It's present-day Hamburg. Katja Zakerci, played by Diane Kruger, is a happily married woman with a young son named Rocco. She likes artistic tattoos, going to saunas with her best friend Brigitte, and making love to her husband. Nuri is of Kurdish ancestry, but wears his hair like a samurai. They were married when he was still in prison. Now, he runs a translation office in a Turkish section of town. Katya's life is nearly perfect until something devastating happens. An explosion levels her husband's office, killing him and their young son. It turns out it was a bomb, possibly the work of terrorists. And Katya thinks she knows who did it. She saw a blonde woman park her bike right in front of the office on the day of the explosion. In fact, she even spoke to her, so she knows she's German. But the police, the press, even her own mother keep looking at the victim as the cause of the killings. Is it the Turkish mafia, Islamic terrorists? Is it drugs? Katya talks with Danilo, her lawyer and good friend, played by Denis Mosquito, to make sense of it all. They realize it must be a right-wing terrorist, a Nazi, who did this. Eventually, the police make an arrest based on her description, and two Nazis, Edda and André Müller, played by Hanna Hilsdorf and Ulrich Brandhoff, are put on trial for the killings. But will they be convicted? In the Fade is a great dramatic thriller that combines Katya's grief and sorrow with her need for vengeance. It's told in three chapters. First, her interactions with her family, in-laws, and the police. Then, the trial itself. And finally, the heart-pumping aftermath when she decides to track down and punish the killers. Diane Kruger is just fantastic as Katya, the best I've ever seen her. And she puts her whole body and soul into this part. You can really feel her anger, her grief, and her frustration, but she never overacts. I like this movie a lot. In the Fade starts today in Toronto. Check your local listings. The Girl Who Is Too Fond of Matches is playing at Canada's Top 10 through the weekend. Go to tiff.net for details. Also opening is a Western, Hostiles and the Romance, Forever My Girl. I'll put those ones up on my website in the weekend. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, CulturalMining.com.